AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel has confirmed soldiers killed the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar. President Biden says it's a good day for Israel and for the world. Sinwar was the mastermind of the Hamas attacks on Gaza 1 year ago. Vice President Kamala Harris says justice has been served.
The threat Hamas poses to Israel must be eliminated. Today, there is clear progress toward that goal. Hamas is decimated, and its leadership is eliminated.
Analyst Nomi Bar-Yakov with Chatham House in London was asked what Sinwar's death will mean going forward.
It would very much increase the chances of a ceasefire because Israel's prime goal, declared goal, an actual goal, was to take out the leadership of Hamas and the military capabilities of Hamas.
Israeli troops appear to have run across Sinwar unknowingly in a battle, only to discover after that a body in the rubble was Israel's most wanted man. A Georgia grand jury has indicted both a father and son in a mass shooting at Appalachee High School. 14-year-old Colt Gray faces a total of 55 counts, including 4 counts of felony murder. His father, Colin Gray, faces 29 counts, including second-degree murder, involuntary manslaughter, and reckless conduct. 2 teachers and 2 students were killed at the school. An independent panel investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania campaign rally says the Secret Service needs fundamental reform and new leadership, and that another Butler, Pennsylvania can and will happen again without major changes in how candidates are protected. A major Diablo wind, notorious in the fall for hot, dry gusts, is expected to whip up across Northern California tonight, causing humidity levels to drop and raising the risk of wildfires. Sustained winds could reach 35 miles per hour. This is AP News. There is a big recall involving fire pits.
Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits are being recalled after flames shooting out of them resulted in a handful of serious burn injuries. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Coulson-branded fire pits, which are designed to hold fires by burning liquid alcohol, pose a flame-jetting hazard. That could happen when a user is refilling the container and fire flashes back and propels the burning alcohol. So far, there have been 19 burn injuries. Most of the fire pits under recall were sold at major retailers like Amazon.com, Wayfair, Walmart, and Sharper Image. I'm Shelley Adler.
A man in Greece received a 1-month suspended sentence after he was convicted of disturbing his neighbors by repeatedly sneaking into their homes and smelling their shoes. The man says he's embarrassed but cannot explain his behavior. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.